this fulfillment-based living. Are those three words you've ever seen next to each other? And a couple of wonderful pictures there of a gentleman who's on the phone with us, coming to us from Palm Springs, California. Last week, we connected our passions and experience with our skills as a performer. Today, Bill Lamond is going to help us get some clarity. I don't even want to use the word help. I can tell you one thing. Let me just tell you a little bit of a story about Bill. I was in a private group coaching session with him, invitation-only group coaching session with him probably 6 or 8 years ago. When he first was introduced to me, someone told me he was a founding member of the personal coaching profession in America, a master personal coach, a former psychotherapist who was in private practice, and he realized that the problems most people had was that they were living lives that were too small to express all their gifts. Needless to say, that connected with my heart in a big way, and people weren't allowing their talents and natural genius to be illuminated. So if you guys are Google hungry and you're in a world, we're in a world that's judged by likes and website popularity, Bill has almost no website presence that would be considered high profile by today's standards. He sneaks under the radar, leading long programs with Fortune 100 companies, currently doing a year-long program that we got to speak about a little bit the other day with the women of Microsoft called The Voice of New Leadership. He has a great quote that I love. 200 years ago, it took 6 months to a year of arduous, even dangerous travel across the United States. No one would think of traveling that way today. Yet when it comes to personal change, people are still using, quote, covered wagons to get where they're going. How fun is that? Hey, Bill, you there with us?
I am, Barry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And thank you so much, man. Thanks for coming and joining us for a little while today. I know you have about a half hour now. Going to use that time well. Let me just ask somebody to chime in on the box, make sure they're hearing you perfectly, the first person who could do that. And how you doing today?
Really well.
Good.
Really well. Amen. Really well.
Love it. Thank you so much. I want to have you introduce this concept, Bill. I will add a personal story as we get going, but if you could just touch a bit on what you define fulfillment-based living.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. As you know, they say there's about 70 million people in what we call the human potential movement in the United States. Almost all of those people are tuned into a world that was created about 40 years ago by the man who founded the landmark corporation called Possibility. It's in commercials, it's in TVs, Master the Possibilities, etc. But if you're like me, you were born in the United States, you do have a possibility of being the president of the United States. But I would say there's no one on this call, really, who is going to fulfill that. I know I'm not even interested in it. So for me, I'm not interested in the millions of possibilities I can create. I'm interested in creating the possibilities that will turn into real opportunities. Opportunity for me is that you create something that's so real for you, and it's such a pleasure for you, that all you want to do is live in it because it's what I call irresistible. You just can't help it. It's like if you're shopping for something and you see the right thing, you don't have to weigh your mind about it or go into it that way. You just go, here's what I've been looking for. Mm. So I'm looking for those things in my life that really put me into action, have me be turned on, have me be the greatest person I could be, that evolved me. I'm not interested in creating more possibilities. I'm interested in really finding out which possibilities are the really viable ones and working on those and having those happen for me. So that's what I call fulfillment-based thinking. And it starts with knowing what your true genius is in life, which is the source of your passion and turn on and confidence, and having that be at the center of your life and growing that for the rest of your life so that you never go stale. So that, in a very small nutshell, is what fulfillment-based thinking is.
Wow. So as entertainers, you have probably about 50 or 60 entertainers from around the world here. A lot of us came into this because we had a passion, because at an early age we either connected with something that made us feel very good, and it was the time when it had to transition into becoming a business that was profitable and still keeping it fun. How do we balance that with fulfillment-based living?
Well, for me, the main job in life is to grow yourself as a human being. It's not to make more money. It's not to have more cars. That's the American ethic that drives everyone crazy. And people go for success even though it ruins their heart or even though it ruins their relationship. And they think if they have a pile of money in the bank or lots of notoriety, then they've won. For me, that's a losing proposition. In my experience of working with people who are extraordinary performers, like I coach one of the leading architects in the United States, what you realize is that these people are using their careers to be more of the person that they really wanted to be and more of the person that they can really connect to. Unfortunately, the way we play it in the success-based culture is you get a big success, and maybe you even get it early in life, and then you make everything about repeating that recipe for the rest of your life. But I can tell you, even if you like Italian food, if you had to eat that for the rest of your life and nothing else, you would be dang bored of it after a month or 2 months or a year.
Yeah.
And I just call that circling around and circling around and circling around, which is just living in the past. But for me, as a human being, I want to spiral up. I want to keep going. So in my own career, you know, I'm a blue-collar Irish Catholic kid from Philadelphia. If you know what that means, I should have been on the Philadelphia police force and retiring now after 35 years. But there was something in me calling me. I didn't want that. So I left that culture and came to California and began to be in a world where people opened themselves up, where I could grow. So I'm the only person in my family with advanced degrees. I'm the only person who's ever been a professional psychotherapist. And that, for my family, would be great, but I'm interested in having the life that I can have. So I could have had clients for the rest of my life as a psychotherapist, and then when coaching came in and I opened that movement with probably a few hundred other people, excuse me, what I realized is I want to keep growing for the rest of my life. In the beginning, I would work with anyone who came to me, who could afford me. Now I'm working with top women executives in Microsoft, which is a global organization, and they are banding together to open the voice of women around the world. I've invited to do a project in Nigeria that will affect 1 million children to become the spirit of Nelson Mandela. And if you look at where I came from and who I was trained to be and the project that I'm engaged in now and the people with whom I work, which are what I would call Olympian kind of people, they have nothing to do with each other. And the trick is, or the thing that made that happen is, I let myself become someone new, and I've done that 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 times in the last 25 years. I went from local to regional to statewide to, you know, national, and now I'm on the international or global scene in the work that I do. And for me, these are natural evolutions. If your children stop growing when they're 2 or 3 or 5 years old, you get desperately worried, and you'll take them to see a specialist to find out what the heck is happening to
them.
But there's something about us as human beings is that we get to a certain place in our life and we stop growing. We call it settling down.
Settling down.
You know what I hear that is? I hear it as settling for. You know, I have enough of what I need. I've got the recipe here, and I'm just going to keep doing this recipe forever. It's really a recipe for disaster and being bored out of your mind with your life. And when people are bored out of their mind with their life, even though successful, they don't do well because there's something about human beings that love that leading edge of asking the next question, becoming the next iteration of themselves, growing themselves to be someone bigger. For me, it's the most natural thing. And when people stop doing that, the world starts devolving back to the place where they came from. So for me, it's spiral up and keep going. Or keep going around the same track until you die from the boredom of it.
You guys, you taking in how this pertains to what we are doing here in Showbiz Blueprint, what you're doing in the world as entertainers, spreading your message, shining your light on stage, and now looking for ways to play on bigger stages. What Bill is talking about, it's exactly what he's done, is be able to shine his light on bigger stages and play and live in this world of natural genius. So, thank you. Thank you for that opening. And I know this will get through to good ears that also create ripples. I mean, entertainers, we do create ripples around the world. So thanks for modeling that for us, Bill. What is it?
Sorry, may I say, though?
Yes.
You know, I was reading an article on a performer from the 70s in music or something, and you just see people had their time in the spotlight for 1 or 2 or 3 years, or some people for 10 years, but something happens and they don't keep going. Now, if you contrast that with someone like Cher, who is an icon. We're at nearly 70 years old.
Yeah.
She still keeps evolving herself every single year and is one of the most popular women in the world. She has never stopped. She has not become an icon for the 60s and 70s hippie movement where she started out.
Right.
And she's become a woman of power in the world, and she's kept going. That's what I'm talking about here, to keep going and to open yourself, not just with what you do, but who you really are.
Who you are.
If you're 35 years old and you're starting and you're still acting and thinking like a 17-year-old in your strategic thinking, you're out of date. Mm. And for me, I don't ever want to be out of date. So I got to tell you, after I'm finished this call today, which is, you know, I love the call with going out to people around the country or around the world, I will summarize that in myself and take all the nourishment I can get from it to grow myself.
Mm.
And then I'll declare the next level of myself. And I do that with everything morning to night, so that at every moment I'm creating a new persona of my being, so that people, when they come to me, I'm not the same old hackneyed person. I'm fresh.
Yeah.
I'm vital. And if you're in show business, which all of you are in, that's the main deal in show business, to have something fresh and vital, not to be doing the same magic act or the same singing act that you've done for the last 22 years,
right,
but to actually up the ante and be someone new in it. And that, for me, is the excitement of life.
Whoa. All right, you guys, you just blew past anything I ever promised you in this course. That's awesome, Bill. And I just, funny you say that, I just heard on the news the other night, the Rolling Stones opened a world tour in San Diego the other night.
Exactly right. Well, Mick Jagger said 50 years ago, we plan to keep singing for 50 or 60 or 70 years. When we're old men, we'll still be popular.
I love
it. He created that vision and has been living in that for 50 years. And dang, if it's not true.
No, come on. Yeah, I saw their farewell. I was at Dodger Stadium for their farewell tour in 1980. It didn't work out.
Yeah, many,
I love it.
Many farewell tours, exactly.
Many later. So, Bill, you talk about kind of what gets in the way of this, of someone living the fulfillment-based living. Can you kind of summarize, you know, what is it that gets in the way? How does it sneak in? How does it grab the reins?
Well, let me just do this. If you're in the American culture, if you're not in it, you'll probably understand this anyway, but if you're in the American culture, everyone recognizes da-da-da-da-da, and don't say anything, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and what does that require?
Yeah.
Because it completes the charge, it completes the signal, it completes the event. And that's what is really weighing people down, is that they have literally hundreds or thousands of these that are causing the mind to be working furiously every minute, not to trick them or trap them, but to remind them, hey, there's something hanging out here. And most people don't do the that. And to get that dutta is to come to rest with yourself and to begin to look to see, okay, now that I've digested that, what am I going to have next? So for me, what keeps us really going the way we've been going on automatic, not on brilliant, is that we're still living in the past and we're not graduating from the person we've been. For example, you go to kindergarten, they graduate you from kindergarten. Mm-hmm. You go to sixth grade, they graduate you from that. You go to the 12th grade, they graduate you from that. College the same, and we go through graduations, including the graduation of getting married and stop being a single person, graduation of becoming a mother or a father, and moving on from being just someone who's married. And there's hundreds or thousands of graduations in life, and these graduations literally affect who you see yourself as being, the body energy that comes from you, the excitement that is available to you by living in the present, and is what is the most attractive thing to people around you. So I'm going to say something that's going to sound completely ridiculous to people who don't know how to play this game, but whenever I want to break through in my business, I become someone new. I use the technology that I'll give you a tiny piece of today, which is called completing and installing things, and I literally will take a month or so and become someone new. And by the time I have done that, already I'm getting a call out of the blue from someone who said, I saw you talk 2 years ago. I've kept your card for 2 years. I know that this is the right time. Will you please come with me? I have a whole group of people that I want you to work with. Mm-hmm. And you talk about the presence on the internet. It just makes me laugh. I don't need one on the internet because I create from a different place. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not making that wrong. I think it's good for people to do it.
Sure.
But for me, I don't want to do that. I want to attract the people who really want high-level playing. So I open myself to that, and like sending out a beam of energy or magnetism, I begin to magnetize this. I want the people in your audience to get this. This is really, like, miraculous for me. I was down in St. Augustine, Florida. I was working with a large organization down there, and one of the members goes to a Science of Mind church, which I think is lovely. Mm-hmm. They're all about creating the future very positively. And she said, do you want to come with me to a service and we'll go out to brunch? I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. It'd be really fun. And she said, your work is so fascinating because we believe in this. Would it be okay with you if I asked the minister if you could do a 5-minute stand-up on the way you think about the world and how you work with it and all that kind of stuff? And I said, yeah, please ask the minister. Mm. So she called me back and she said, the minister said, during the service, she will give you 5 minutes to talk about the way you see the world and how you interact with it and all of that because it's so useful. So I thanked the minister. I got to the service. There came time for me, and I got up, and I just had really used the work that I do to create myself as brand new for this group as if I had never spoken to a group of people before, but bringing all my experience with it. And I poured my heart out for 5 minutes into a talk that other people might have taken an hour to do. At the end of it, you know, people they applauded. It was very nice. We sat down. We had the service. That was very nice. At the end of this service, this little pixie of a woman comes running over to me, and she said, oh, thank God I have found you. I have been looking for you for 2 years. Now, she said, I'm not talking about Bill Lamont. I've been looking for someone who can help me get to the next level of high thinking. She had a $90 million business, which she started from her kitchen table, and she said, I'm stuck now. I don't know where to go. She literally needed to be someone new.
Yeah.
From that five-minute talk, which attracted that woman who had no idea who I really was, but felt something in her soul say, oh, my God, this is the person. I had a contract that over 2 or 3 years made $600,000. Now, who does that?
Yeah, Who does that?
And the answer is the people who seem to have a magic that other people don't have, that are sending out 50,000 emails and trying to get themselves in every Google site and all of that.
Sure, yeah,
it's the thing that you hear about very successful people. All of a sudden, I met this person who was a production manager for this movie company or, you know, worked on Broadway and knew how to get me in there. These are the things that make people really successful. Not all the plugging it out and sending it out. And I don't know about you, but I have a big spam box, and I just delete most of that stuff because I don't want to see it. But to have the personal relationship with another one, even if they don't know you, that was worth $600,000 for 5 minutes worth of work.
Yeah.
It makes me one of the most successful people in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I want everyone to know how to do this. This is not some secret, arcane, mysterious thing. It's technology. So, for example, everybody understands computers these days. You're on a computer right now working with one. And even if you don't understand the IT that goes behind it, that is, how do you create the programs and whatever, you know how to use them and you know how computers function. Computers are analogs of the human mind.
Yeah.
And here's what I know about my computer. If I'm on the internet or I'm filling out a form or something and I skip a box in it and it's not complete, it won't let me go on. It will keep saying, not complete, you know, fill out this section, this and that. And I can ignore it 30,000 times and keep hitting the key to go ahead. Mm. And you know what that computer will do? It will keep bringing me back to it. And I can curse at the computer, as we've all done.
Sometimes. Yeah, 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 exactly.
I can curse and holler at it, and I can say, you know, blah, 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 throw it on the floor, which people do sometimes. It still will give me the same response.
Right.
Finish up what you haven't finished yet, and then we'll go on. And really get that. We are like that as human beings. We're not being tortured by it. We're actually being served by it. Is the human consciousness works from holism. That is everything whole and complete, the way your blood pumps all the way through your body. If it misses a part of your body, that part will get gangrenous and you'll probably die from that.
Yeah.
So it is the imperative of life to have things be whole and complete. When you eat a meal, it's the imperative of your body to take the blood flow and the energy flow in your body and put it into dissolving those things that you've eaten so that it will nourish your body and you can take that in as vitamins, minerals, proteins, fats, whatever you need. And it will store them in the body. And then in a 2 or 3 or 5 hours, you'll want the next meal. And if you can think of who you are as a series of meals to have where you eat this wonderful meal, it will not last you for the rest of your life. It'll probably last you for 6 hours. And then you'll feel what we call appetite or hunger or like, ooh, I'd like some of this now. And you follow that through your life, and it makes you robust and it makes you healthy. And you get rid of the waste products. What's also right. in the intestines is that as the food is being absorbed and it's turning into waste products, those waste products come out from our urinary tract. We have a good bowel movement in the morning and we finish that up. And it's just the natural flow of life. So if you could think of yourself as that, which is that you are meant to keep updating yourself all the time and getting more well-nourished and letting go of anything that's toxic for you.
Mm.
That would be an amazing way to go through life and feel robust and healthy.
Huge.
You know, I'll be 69 this month, and I look at most people, men my age, 69, they're old and tired and worn out. They're using Viagra, and they're using this and that and the other. I don't have any of that going on because I keep myself up to date. And I have the thinking of a much younger man and the energy of someone who's probably 30 years younger than I am. And people will say, oh, you're so lucky. I'm not lucky. I actually have made the choices and know the technology that I've created in order to keep eating new meals that grow me as a human being and let go of the waste products and allow me to be someone new. That's what I want to show you in a very small amount of time.
Yes.
15 minutes is an almost crazy amount of time to show you, but I want to show you how to do that.
I appreciate that.
Here's what I'm going to have.
Could we do a completion process with someone on the call? I would love to do that.
I'm going to do it with everyone on the call. I'm going to do it with everyone.
Perfect. You can do it with everyone. I love that. Everybody grab your earphones and listen up close. Here goes something you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Okay, here we go. So I don't work on any problems at all because digestion is not a problem unless, you know, the food you eat is bad and you have to throw it up or whatever. Digestion is a pleasure for us. So I want you to graduate from or complete. Complete here means whole. It doesn't mean finished.
Mm-hmm.
When we ask, does the baby have all of its fingers and toes, we mean, is the baby completely well-formed? That's what complete here means. When the process of digestion is completed in your body, you are ready for the next thing. But there's nothing wrong and there's nothing finishing. It's just a process that will go on forever. So I want each of you to just stop for a moment and click off that mind that talks to you forever and to just ask it. Who have I been being as an entertainer? You know, who have I been being? Oh, I'm still thinking of myself as a startup person. I'm thinking of myself as like, well, I'm the old-time guy now. I'm thinking of myself as somewhere in the middle. And just be truthful about that. Who have I been thinking myself as being?
Let me just add a couple in here, possibilities. I'm thinking of myself as someone who has to keep working the same markets they've always worked. I'm thinking of someone who has to compete with their competitors based solely on price. I'm thinking of myself as someone who's not social media savvy, who's not desirable to clients. Open up your mind right now, guys, and find the one that's sitting at the very bottom, the one that's a blocker.
No, it doesn't have to be a problem.
Okay.
Here's what the problem for people... Here's what's the problem for people. When they keep playing out a scenario that was good 25 years ago, that is not good anymore. So, for example, if you are still using a dial phone, a rotary phone in your house, you would feel absurd because the world has moved on, and now we have these little watches that can make calls, evidently. I mean, the world has moved on. So the point is, you don't have one meal in 1983 and say, okay, I'm finished with eating. You're continually fueling up. When you stop that process, that's the problem. But the process itself is not a problem. So if you're still thinking of yourself after 10 years as a beginner, or you're thinking of yourself as a novice, or you're thinking of yourself as someone who's old and tired and shown everyone what they know, that's what there needs to be complete. You need to get that meal out of your belly and digest it in your body and eliminate what's toxic that's left over from it so that you have room to operate. In the world of IT, since I work with Microsoft people who are extraordinary executives, what you notice is Microsoft didn't create just Windows 1. It's up to Windows 10 or 11 now, which means that every few years, 3, 5, 10 years, depending on what time Microsoft has been in, they have updated their hard drive. They've updated their operating system. That's the thing with us human beings. We need to update our operating system. So let me just add, the first portable computer, it was not the little laptop or the tablet you throw in your pocket
or
in a briefcase. It weighed 35 pounds. It was portable, 35 pounds. It was, for me, I called it the hernia computer because it was so cool walking through the airport that it gave me a hernia thinking about it. And it had 10-megabyte hard drive. 10-megabyte, not gigabyte, yeah. Not whatever these gigabytes are. You couldn't even load your computer and turn it on for 10 megabytes these days.
Right now.
And I was walking around thinking that was the greatest thing in the world, and it was, because it was really the edge of the edge of the edge. But now when I look back on that, when I have, I don't know, my hard drive has 30 gigabytes or something like that, I realize, you know, that was a great time then, 30 years ago, but it's not the way it is, and you couldn't use the computer because it's not up to date. There's nothing wrong with the computer. There's nothing wrong with the programming. There's nothing wrong with the 10 megabytes, unless you live in a world where you need 100 megabytes just to start your computer,
right.
And then it doesn't work anymore. So get that and really feel like, oh, I might need to update. I might need to go from, you know, I'll call it Billimon 1.
Yep.
To Billimon 2, to Billimon 3, to Billimon 4, so that I'm updating and increasing my capacity. So here's what I want you to do. Wherever you say you are now, and that's where you are, I want you to graduate from it today. There are 5 categories to do it in. Always, like a good meal, start with the pleasure of the meal. Don't start with, oh, I burnt a little piece of the broccoli or something. Start with the pleasure and the fun and the joy of it, because that's what the body does. It takes what's great for it, and then it just deletes the rest. So take a minute now, 1 minute, and really be clear with yourself and say, what has been the pleasure of being this person? You know, it's really gotten me going. It's motivated me. It's like a young woman or a young man's game to really get on the board. Be honest and account for the pleasure of what it has been to really be that person. So take a minute now. I'll time this. Take a minute and be complete with that and feel the wonderful nourishment of that. That's what you're playing for, is the wonderful nourishment. You don't have to say it out loud. Just do it inside of yourself and acknowledge it. God, that was great. I love that. That was good. Enjoy it the way you do the feeling of a good meal. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about 15 seconds. Don't worry, this is not to get it right. It's just to acknowledge the nourishment and the goodness of who you've been so far.
Who you've been. What's been good about that belief.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, take a moment and ask yourself, is there anything else that I need to say to be complete? Like if there's nothing, fine. If you get something else, take that too and include it in the benefits. And just say that to yourself now. Anything else I need to say to be complete with the pleasure of this or the goodness of it? Okay, and then do what the body does. The body stores it in the tissues and the bones and the blood. It stores it. So store that in your consciousness so that you always have it available to you. That's called nourishment. And have it like it's in the same file with your social security number and your address and your children's names, that it's just part of your life. 2 times 2 is 4, that you can go back to it every single time you want to use it. But you don't work forever on 2 times 2 is 4. That would be ridiculous. It's just something that you know. So store it in that file in your consciousness. And let yourself feel that what you are is an operating system, and you're working the operating system now. And feel how good that feels. Feel your body plump up a little with the energy of it. And then to acknowledge the downside of it. What has not been a pleasure about that? Oh, I stayed in it too long. I got afraid after a while that I was going to run out of clients and I wouldn't do this anymore. And then, you know, I didn't update my magic tricks or my songs. And just say what the downside is and don't make yourself wrong for it. Mm. Take a minute for that. This is a summary report to your consciousness, and just summarize. Oh, yeah, this is what was not the pleasure of this. Mm. This is what I don't like about it. It's fine. You get that in every human endeavor.
Yeah.
And for God's sake, don't harangue yourself with it. people spend 50 years on what has not been a pleasure, and they don't notice that life is supposed to be a pleasure for them. So that's called being very negative. Get to the end of this list and go, like, I'm complete with this. I don't want to bring this up anymore. I'm done with this. It's over for me. And then when you've done that, ask, is there anything else I need to say to be complete with the category of not my pleasure? And when you've said that, hit the delete button on it the way you do with old files that you don't need anymore. In the human body, it's called going to the bathroom. And God, it's a pleasure to go to the bathroom. It really is. If your body's healthy, it's a pleasure. And then get rid of it. Delete it. And if you're in a computer model, free up the energy or the bytes of information that were contained in that and free them up and make them available to yourself so that you can put new things in there and feel how great it feels to let go of the, excuse me for saying the crap, and to really feel like, well, I'm cleaned out now, time for the next thing. And enjoy it. And feel it in your body, not just in your head. It actually feels better in the body when you let go of thoughts and experiences that are dark in you. It's just better. Feel your breathing open up. Feel the heat in your body change. Feel your, you know, all of that more room. And then go to the third category. Who do I need to forgive and for what regarding who I've been? Always start with yourself. And don't be mean with yourself. Forgive yourself, you know. I just lost contact with myself. I got old and tired in what I was doing. I'm so sorry I did that. You know, I just list the things that you hold against yourself from being that person, not as a judge and jury, but as someone who is now going to grant forgiveness for them.
What an important distinction.
And by the way, you all know what that is. You all do. I'm way too hard on myself.
Yeah.
You know, I should have opened my mouth and I wasn't willing to do it. I should have demanded what I wanted and I didn't have the courage to do it. It's fine. We're human beings. And when you have the main things that you need to forgive yourself for about being that person or continuing to be that person too long, just forgive yourself. Like, you know, don't hold a grudge against yourself, for God's sake. It's the worst thing you can do. And feel the relief of opening your heart. I came from a Catholic background. I always said a sin forgiven is a sin forgotten. So don't bring it up later today and beat yourself up with it. You know, this is like taking your, excuse me, that I said this to little kids, they love it. Like taking your poopies out of the toilet and playing with them. No.
Right.
Flush them down the toilet and they're gone. And that's it for that. So forgive yourself and move on. The other part of forgiveness is there might be people who have done things to you regarding your career or who you've been that were heinous or stupid or whatever. Bring them up and forgive them. Do not forgive them because they're good people. Forgive them because you want to be free. Oh, so sorry I let that person throw me off for a whole year from something they said to me.
Yeah.
So sorry I let their negativity land on me and splatter like a can of paint. So sorry. I'm sorry I did that.
Man, take that in, you guys. And, who as an entertainer hasn't had someone make a comment?
Yeah. I had a man, I was at a big, large conference I was talking at. The man was obviously disturbed. He stood up and started screaming at the top of his lungs, "You are Satan incarnate.
Oh.
No one should be listening to you." And he started hollering at the people, "Get out of here before he takes you to hell."
Oh.
And then he stormed out. And, you know, that can ruin your whole career. And then I looked into myself, and being a good Irish person with a good sense of humor, I said, "Well, thank you for sharing. Let's move on." And people laughed because they knew he was crazy. And I could have sat with that for 20 years. But instead, it was over in a minute. I blessed the man and said, "You know, I hope you find what you're looking for." And we all went on that evening. Get to be that person, and life will be great for you. And when you've forgiven the person and you've forgiven yourself for getting trapped in it, delete the whole thing and have it be a sin forgiven is a sin forgotten for me or anyone else. Delete it and free that energy up in the hard drive of your consciousness to create something new that you want to put in there.
So
it feels really good to do.
It's beautiful, Bill. Thanks for bringing a short piece of version of the completion process. You guys, there are some notes. There's some extended interviews I did with Bill a while ago, at least where he talks about this a little bit more. But Bill, now talk about what happens right after somebody does this. They're not all of a sudden free. What you gave an example of that's never left my mind is this is kind of like defragging a hard drive.
That's exactly right. By the way, the last most important category is to say what you're grateful for.
Sorry.
Your thank yous to yourself and other people, which you would do if someone invited you to dinner. You send them thank you notes. you would thank yourself for giving yourself good nutrition or whatever you gave yourself. Mm. Don't leave that out. The thank you is the thing that seals the deal. And then declare complete. I'm complete with that meal, the person I've been then. And then having space that you've deleted all this trash on your hard drive is to open yourself up and ask, in order for me to live in this next chapter of my career or my life, who do I need to be now? Oh, I need to grow myself to the next level. I need to stop thinking locally and start thinking nationally. I need to stop thinking this way and start thinking that way. And as you know, as you think, that's who you become. And then when you get who that is, do that for a moment just as an exercise. Now that you've completed this level,
please,
and thank yourself and forgive and ask, who do I need to be now to be completely successful at this new level of my career? And take whoever it is. You know, I need to be an inventor in my field. I need to be more gregarious. I need to be more open-hearted with the people I work with. I need to, whatever it is for you. And to trust that. To trust your gut response rather than all the stuff that the mind makes up about it where you're working harder. Just trust it. And when you know who you need to be, stand out a year or two, which is long enough for the mind to say, okay, you could probably get that in a year or two. If you said, I want it right this minute, the mind would say, are you kidding? You're not going to get it. Just stand out in a year or two in the future and see yourself being that person. Oh, yeah, I'm way more confident with people. I'm way more personable with them. I include my audience way more in things and have a good time with them. I stop telling old jokes while I'm doing this, and now I do something new. Mm. And see yourself being that person. And to acknowledge for a moment what the benefits are of being this new person. Wow, I'm more connected with myself. I'm more connected with the people. I don't think life is a war or a problem. I'm having a really good time. It's the opportunity to go to a party in my life and have way more fun. I call it moving from being a baby in gymnastics to being on the platform in the Olympics, to always be moving up so that there's always a next station that you can stand in, or a next place where your talents are wanted, or a next place where you compete. And the people who stand on the Olympic platform spend thousands of hours from the time that they are 4 or 5 years old to get there. But really, no, it's an evolution. And ask yourself, who am I now? At this level, a year or two now, who am I? Wow, I'm completely confident in myself. I'm healthier. My body actually works better. I feel quieter at night when I get into bed, and I sleep better. I'm way more in touch with the people I work with. I'm taking in the praise that people give me, and I've stopped criticizing myself. And really feel that. It's a gift you're giving yourself. And bring that back into the present moment here in this operating system that you've taken all this junk out of, and install it now. Don't wait. Put it in as a program for you. Yes, now I am Mr. Self-Confidence or Miss Self-Confidence. Now I'm this person. And install that. And to feel how great it feels to do that and to ask yourself, is there any downside to it? No. You're installing your heart's desire here, so you can delete that category. Is there anybody you'd need to forgive? No. The only thing to forgive is I may have been in that other way of seeing myself too long, and it just wore after me. That's the only thing to forgive. But delete all of that. And thank in advance all the people, circumstances, and opportunities that will come into your life in the next year or 2 years, however long you saw that, that will allow you to become this person that now you have envisioned yourself being. And really feel it in your body, not just mentally. Wow, I feel more relaxed in my skin. My jaw muscles aren't tight anymore. I radiate this energy where people come up to me and say, who are you? I'd like to talk with you. And feel yourself becoming that person. Mm-hmm. And thank everyone in advance who will play a role in it. Yeah. Everyone who will talk to you, everyone who will show you how great you're being, everyone. And use that to magnetize what people call the law of attraction. Use that to magnetize those people to your life so that they can find you rather than you worriedly trying to chase them around the world. Invite them into your world. Like the woman at that church who just ran up to me and said, I've been looking for you. People are looking for you. The thing is, are you available and are you letting yourself be seen for who you truly are? Oof. And when you've done that, the way you would do if you were loading in a new program into your computer, it would load the programming in, and then you would open the program, and then you can begin to operate with it. So load the program in, open it in your consciousness, and begin to operate and to ask yourself, okay, if I'm going to be this new person, what are the things I need to change about the way I'm doing it now? What are the things that I need to change about the way I think about things? And just begin the process of doing it. As you begin to cooperate with the image you have of yourself as someone new, the mind will make that real in the same way that if you concentrate on anything, learning a language or learning how to pogo stick, the mind will help you do that. And as you do that, you become more that person, and then it's completely natural for you. So that's the way you do it in a nutshell. I've done 25,000 of those completions about every part of my background, every part of the way I was trained to think. And I have stopped being like a white American male, and I'm a global citizen who actually works with people at the top of the global range of what's available for people in the world. I shouldn't have done it. I should have been a bartender's son. I should have been a cop in Philadelphia. I'm not
I'm glad you weren't. I'm glad you jumped into this, Bill. Do you have the second part of this completion is an installation, and I don't know if you have a way of touching on that briefly. I know you need to run, but for me, that was the game-changing piece of my puzzle.
I get that. Actually, I just did that.
Perfect. Gotcha. We just didn't name it installation process. That entire piece Bill just did, I was wondering if he could summarize it. But that is the installation process once you've completed to do the installation. And that's just what I've always called him since I've worked with Bill. And I can share.
Here's the point.
If
you're looking at a computer analogy, you take out the old programs and the old junk and the stuff that's running your system down, and you install new programs in there that are updated or the new version of it or whatever that make your computer run faster and easier and with that more, like, less stopping and all of that. And we know how to do it. We do it every day with our computers. We do it every day with our household appliances. We trade up. But it seems like being a human being, we think we're stuck with the baby that we were 35 or 40 years ago. Everything is meant to evolve. That is what the computer is telling us. If you look at the computer analogy, it's evolving and evolving and evolving. And what was great 6 months ago is now considered passé. If you can have that for yourself, but in the process of your life, who you were last year is really of no interest to you. Who you are now is the real thing, and where you're going in the future, that's what makes people alive. What makes people go, like, who are you? I want to talk with you. And to keep deleting the trash and cleaning that up and digesting it and installing who you want to be next is the secret to attracting the world around you.
You have done that, Bill. You have done that. It's funny, even how you teach the installation process right now versus how you did it 6 years ago is just so eye-opening. And I was used to hearing it a different way, and I just opened myself up to hearing it that way. And I thank you so much. Hey, people are asking a few things about you. You know, is there do you have a book? Is there a way to hear more about you? Any way you want to leave folks to contact you?
The book I wrote actually is for women leaders, because that's been a concentration of mine. It's called Born to Lead. The thing about it is it will explain the differences between how women and men are thought to think. It is not biological. It is cultural. And the truth is I can think fluently like a woman now, and what's useful about it is women think in terms of relationship. They can see how this relates to that and whatever. I can think that way, and most men can't do it. That's why men don't have a rich experience of living. And I love being a man, so I'm not making that wrong. But, yeah, I've included now I can think like a woman and a man, and I can go back and forth with that. So that's a book I've written. People that I coach, I take them on for 6 months, and the purpose of taking them on is to completely reinvent their lives and to have them be someone new who is consistent with the future they really want. It's an intensive process that I do by private coaching. So if anyone is interested in that, you can get my number from my website. And, you know, I don't want to work with your problems. I want to work with your aspirations.
I love it.
I want to know where you want to go and set you up to be that person. So those are the two things that I want to say at the moment. And thank you for the opportunity.
Bill, thank you. It's been a blessing in my life. I will share a story on our portal about what you did. I remember the process, where I was sitting the second I did it, and how I never sat again after that. And that was one of the real things I take away from that was, I always think, man, I was sitting when I did that process with Bill, and I have since converted my life to a standing world because that's where my power comes from.
Go.
Yeah, man. Hey, I know
you
have to
run anyway.
Yeah, please.
It's what you want anyway, isn't it? Standing room only?
Yes, exactly. That's what we're aiming at here. So, yeah.
All right. Have fun. Wonderful to speak with all of you.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was a flavor of someone who's influenced my life. I'll share some more of that on the replay page for this because there was something very powerful that he changed. And it was during a completion process that I realized how I had been playing at one level in life, and nothing was ever the same after that interaction. So pretty much everything I've done since then, as far as my performing career, as my coaching career, my writing career, speaking, every single thing blew up from that completion process. So good. Yes. And I will add the physical piece of what we do during the installation to cement it in. My gosh, and Bill talked about that, feeling it in your body, visualizing where it's at in your body, slamming your chest, slapping your face, anything that will always pull you back to that place to anchor it. All right, that's what's important. And the completion process, I don't know if he mentioned it, but boy, you know, I maybe do a dozen a day just when I'm walking or when I'm driving. Any single thing that comes up that could cause a spark, a flare in my life, take me in a different direction. Completion process happens instantly and automatically. So that's the place to get to it. Not doing one and then saying, I'm all healed now. So good stuff, you guys. Let's continue on with the content. I think we checked the time. Yeah, we're fine on time. Bill went, he gave us a little extra time, which I just so appreciate. All right. Let's dig in. That was with Bill Lamond and some notes.